and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of Charles A. Lindbergh, born in Detroit, 1902, who in 1927 became the first man to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic Ocean, New York to Paris. It's the birthday in London, 1916, of the poet Gavin Ewart, author of many books of poetry, started writing poetry early when he was just 17, and then when World War II broke out, he stopped for about 20 years. His collection Londoners came out in 1964. Gavin Ewart, who wrote, "For nursery days are gone, nightmare is real, and there are no god fairies. The fox's teeth are in the bunny, and nothing can remove them, honey." It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Robert Coover, born Charles City, Iowa, in 1932, whose first novel was The Origin of the Brunists, 1966, about the lone survivor of a mining accident, goes on to start a religious cult. Robert Coover, who said he writes because art blows life into the lifeless, death into the deathless, author of The Universal Baseball Association Incorporated, The Public Burning, and A Child Again a couple years ago. It was on this day, 1789, the Electoral College unanimously elected George Washington, the first president of the United States. It's the birthday of the novelist McKinley Cantor, born in Webster City, Iowa, 1904. Wrote a number of Civil War novels, including Andersonville, which he spent 25 years researching before it came out in 1955, about the Confederate prison camp where 50,000 Union soldiers died. It's the birthday of the writer Stuart Onan, born in Pittsburgh, 1961, worked as an aerospace engineer for years, and in the evenings went down to his basement to write. Published his first novel, Snow Angels, in 1994, about a murder in a small town in western Pennsylvania. Stuart Onan, who said, "My own life isn't terribly interesting, even to myself, and that is why I write about people and places so different from the ones I know." Here's a poem for today by William Matthews entitled Misgivings. Perhaps you'll tire of me, muses, my love, although she's like a great city to me, or a park that finds new ways to wear each flounce of light and investiture of weather. Soil doesn't tire of rain, I think, but I know what she fears. Plans warp, planes explode, topsoil gets peeled away by floods. And worse than what we can't control is what we could, those drab, scuttled marriages we shed so gratefully. May augur, we're on our owns for good reasons. Hi, honey, chirps dread when I come through the door. You're home. Experience is a great teacher of the value of experience. It's claustrophobic prudence. It's gloomy, name the disasters in advance, charisma. Listen, my wary one. It's far too late to unlove each other. Instead, let's cook something elaborate and not invite anyone to share it, but eat it all up very, very slowly. A poem by William Matthews, Misgivings, from After All, Last Poems. Published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.